Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Oh, so nice to be with you again.
Yes. Yeah. Today on Conscious Conversations, we're talking about extrasensory perceptions and consciousness. Are you having inexplicable experiences of expansion or heightened emotions or feeling other people's feelings or knowing stuff you couldn't possibly know? We'll discuss what is happening on the planet and why people's extrasensory perceptions are going through the roof at this time.
Yeah, it's hitting all of us, even those of us who do this for a living and work with our skill sets all the time. We are really noticing that amping in consciousness, aren't we, Joan?
Yes.
Definitely. Well, let's let everybody know we can reach us in many different ways. And let's see, what do we first want everybody to know? Oh, let's start with your groups. You've always got great groups that you have in the Portland, in the Puget Sound area. Oh, I'm really all over the place today.
Well, you know, it's been a very wild week. It was, you know, March itself was a wild month.
Yeah.
So still a lot of things going on.
Definitely.
And let's tell people ways to go deeper with us, ways to connect with us beyond the show. And my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can go there and find out about my meetups. I do meetups around the Puget Sound. I have one coming up in Tacoma on April 9th, and in Seattle on April 10th, and in Bellevue on April 24th. You can also see my YouTube videos. I put out Mystic Minute YouTube videos twice a week talking about all sorts of issues and techniques about consciousness. And you can also sign up there to get a special quiz that tells you what your life purpose is, who you are, and why you are here. So you can enter your email there. And I also put out a weekly newsletter and blog on my site. How about you, Janet?
Well, people can join me in Portland, Oregon, here at my home. We do groups, meetup groups. We do them on Tuesday evenings, Thursday afternoons. You can find out more on my website, janetandbeyond.com. You can contact me at janetb@janetandbeyond or on meetups.com for Conscious Conversations with Janet. And great ways to get deeper involved and explore yourself and to just really, I don't know, what is it that we do that is just so incredible is just listen to ourselves, quiet everything so that you can hear yourself and what you are and who you are as consciousness. So we look forward at Joan's great group, do her life passion quiz, because especially in this time when things are changing for all of us, it never hurts to bring yourself into a new awareness of how you're dealing with life. And or you can always get a hold of me through my blog, which is I put out on Monday. Joan does hers on Friday, and you can do my website and contact and get on that list. And we both write about what we're noticing about life and how it's affecting us and those that we work with and play with. So, and we do have our free conference call once a month, the third Thursday each month. And that, no matter where you are in the world, you can call in, join us for an hour, and we go really deep and explore what is important to you. So no reason to not be able to hear yourself. It's good stuff.
Yes, so the conference call is coming up on April 21st, but next weekend we are going to be in Portland at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. So if you are in the Portland area, Vancouver area, wherever, come on down to Portland, and we're there on April 2nd and 3rd. We are in booth number 618. And also, Janet, we're going to be doing a live presentation. And when is that?
That's on Saturday, I think at 12 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about dial-up and Wi-Fi and consciousness, right?
Upgrading our techniques.
Yes, and exactly what we're going to talk about today, pretty much, about how we're all feeling lots of different things to look at.
Well, and sure, and yes, you know, today we're talking about heightened extrasensory perception because people are automatically going up to dial up, and some people didn't get the memo that it was happening. So they're experiencing, like, you know, heightened experiences of telepathy. They're having wild dreams. They're having out-of-body experiences. They're like, you know, my main goal in life was to be an accountant. I don't understand what's going on. So we're going to explain it all to you here today.
Yeah, we got lots of things to offer you. And these are some subjects that many of you have been dealing with all your life in some shape or form. We're just going to see when we bring our consciousness to it, how that affects or transforms your experience, or what it is that, why be alive, right? This is the most exciting time to be alive, and sometimes it doesn't feel like that, but what are those things that we have that can help us? And being clear and being able to be outside of your emotional framework and be able to notice things is just what's really key, so that you can be in riding the wave as opposed to being in the undertow of that wave and what life will bring. So I'm excited. It's a good time to be alive. That's the way I feel anyway.
Yes,
how
it
about
is.
You?
It is. And, you know, there's a couple of other ways that people can connect with us outside of listening to us on the radio. You can join us on Facebook, and we have a group there, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and you can join us there and join the fun. You can also find Janet on Facebook at Janet Barrett. You can find me on Facebook. My fan page is Joan Newcomb, and then also my other page is Joan Marjorie Newcomb. So you can connect with us there and send us your thoughts and ideas that way. You can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet is the radio show's Twitter account, and then my Twitter account is at Joan Newcomb, and I am pretty wild and crazy and on that Twitter account. So you can find out all sorts of things. And you can also subscribe to us on YouTube, because the show is on YouTube. So if that is your preferred method of listening, you can just put us on YouTube and binge watch us, binge listen to us, and bliss out, because it can be real blissful listening to the show.
Yeah, I think it's more of a binge listen. And, you know, then you can really get the feel of the show, which is this state of dropping into or accessing your awareness of what you might call consciousness. It could be the divine, it could be the infinite, it could be the source. We use all kinds of terminology. And bottom line is being able to create the place to just willingly surrender your everyday moment for at least the 40, 50 minutes that you're with us, and hang in that space there. And because there is no time or space or place in our reality of that. So if you're doing it by podcast, it is great. And you are affected. You can feel it. I hear from people all the time that they notice what we're doing and they connect to it. So it's real. You allow it to be real, and it is. So, and if you need specific help to you, the individual, give us a call or write to us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to help you along. And we're going to totally suggest that you join us on that free conference call once a month, because that's where we do it and for you, and help you get into this state with us. So I like it. So do we tell them what extrasensory perceptions are, and then we'll go to the break, Joan? How you want to do this, sweetie?
Sure. I'm actually uncertain of what the timing is for our break. So what do you have there, Jen?
We're just about time.
You have 2 minutes. Yeah. Ask and you shall receive. So we have 2 minutes. So real quick, I'll tell people what extrasensory perception is. And then when we come back from the break, Janet, you can take us into heart space.
Sounds great.
All right. So extrasensory perception is a heightened awareness. So it can show up in many different ways. It can show up visually, it can show up audibly through listening, it can show up mentally, and it can also show up in tactile, in feeling things, in feeling emotions as well. So all of those things are really aspects of consciousness, and we are we're having heightened perceptions because there's an increased consciousness on the planet today. So that is what is going on with extrasensory perceptions, and there's a lot more to talk about, but we will do that on the break. So we have to stop for a commercial break now, but stay tuned because we're talking about extrasensory perceptions and consciousness in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. That's Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about extrasensory perceptions and consciousness.
So what you're talking about, Joan, is our regular sensing, right? We hear, we see, we taste, we smell, we know. And this is where those are more, holding more awareness.
Well, let me explain that a little bit better because it's not regular. So our regular, you know, I'm talking to you, you're with my mouth, and you are hearing me with your ears. And, you know, if we were on Skype, since you're in Portland and I'm in Tacoma, we would be seeing each other with our eyes. Now what is happening to people is they're actually picking up people's thoughts. They're picking up people talking to them and thinking they're going crazy. They are getting visions. They are having premonitions of the future. They are going to sleep at night and having astral experiences, out-of-body experiences. So... Well, people's empathy is going through the roof. You'll sit in a room with other people and you will feel their nervousness or their grief or their sadness. You can feel, you know, so things that are normal to you and I, because we have been doing our woo-woo stuff for many years, are happening to regular, ordinary, you know, people. And so the reason why that is happening is because consciousness is increasing. Everyone's having a higher vibration flowing through them, and so it is accelerating those abilities. So
we're taking that leap.
That it was normal. You are not crazy. You are not psychotic. You know, the fact that you can talk to your dead mother now and you had no awareness of that before just means that you have become greater consciousness, not because you're a Looney Tunes.
So in old terminology, a lot of times they referred to it as a veil, right? And that veil is getting thinner. Is that the way people are commenting on this now?
Yeah.
You know, whatever we hold our conscious daily life to be is getting permeable. There's more information. And, you know, in consciousness technologies, we're always looking at that we are photons, which are bits of light, and biophotons, which are bits of material, and they're following in patterns that are of resonances, vibrations, and information. And that if you look at your two hands, you see a hand and you see a hand. And what we're holding more awareness of is what is between the two hands is not empty space. that there's information present, and that if you just allow yourself to just relax and hold that that is possible and real and is reality, then you start to notice what might be there. And for those of us who do this for a living or don't do a living as a living, but we're in this informational state all the time, this is old news to us. But what we're offering are all of our listeners, you come from all different kinds of perspectives and backgrounds. Some of this might be a new approach or a new way to notice the world. So that's what we're talking here.
Do you want to take us into heart space? Actually, do you want to explain what heart space is and then take
maybe we should do that. Yeah. All right, everybody. So when we talk about heart space, it's really about heart-centered awareness. It's about the field of the heart, field of unified consciousness, zero-point field, the collective. There's many different ways to call it. So I just like to put a user-friendly term on it, and heart is a little more warm than zero-point. So that's what the scientists will call it, the quantum mechanics and physics. So what we're doing is we're just going to just be present here. And so let's just let go whatever today was about and just take this moment. And a lot of us have meditation practices. This is kind of open it. This is taking the time, the process out of that, the ritual and the dogmas out of that, which we can celebrate and enjoy. And sometimes it's not convenient to have to put ourselves through that. Not that there's something to put yourself through, but you need information quickly. So this is what we're doing here. We're just going to access what we call heart space. So I just want you to bring your awareness in, into yourself, into your physical heart. Go to physical heart. There you go. Just bring your awareness to your physical heart. And bless it and thank it and be appreciative that the symbol of life is beating, right? And then the other dimension of heart is emotional references. We call it our emotional heart. And so we just want to not judge. We just want to be gentle with ourselves and notice our emotional terrain right in this moment. And there's some way to notice it, some way you feel or you think of something, you see something in your mind's eye, you know something, just some way that you notice sensory, okay? There you go. And then just keep infolding into the core of what heart means, core essence of all. Where you and I are one, where we step out of our limited experience of self into where that no longer is, where we are all the bits and pieces of matter and story and light in an infinite sea of potential. There we go. And you might find that you're noticing information in a way that you haven't before, because this is what we're inviting you to do, is to acknowledge that something different is possible. You have some deepening sense of some awareness, whether you can hear something now or in your mind's eye see something, because we don't want to just put it that your poor eye sockets here, or eyes are working hard. We just want to relax them and let yourself really, truly see. Maybe you sense something. Maybe you smell something. And just allow it to just be information. We always want to judge. And there's nothing here to judge. And the trap of labels is that then that makes it something, and it might not be that only. So just allow yourself and it's really just about allowing. And it's play. And it's about expansiveness. All right, Miss Joan, what you noticing?
Well, I'm noticing the expansiveness, and I am noticing when we're out on heart space, we are all interconnected. We're all already connected. And it feels very natural. It feels very normal. There's no static.
It's quiet, isn't it?
Yes.
It's so quiet.
And yeah. See, this is the difference. Experiencing ourselves as consciousness and heart space.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, going about your daily life with no awareness of heart space, and then all you're picking up is the static. All you're picking up is the chaos. It's kind of like if you're ever on one of those teleconferences or whatever, and they go to mute, and they have to unmute for a bit, and you've got 1,000 people's background noise before they mute again. Yeah. And that's what it feels like going out throughout the day. You're constantly barraged with all that input. And it's more than just being hooked up to the internet. I think a lot of people, you know, they ascribe to overuse of technology or overuse of social media. And there is an element of that. But I think we're also picking that up just on a daily basis, a barrage of that. And when you're in heart space, you're not resisting, and you're not also getting all the gritty stuff. You know, it is just what's coming through is the purity.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. What you mean, you're not resisting stuff. It's just allowing stuff to pass through, right? Or go around, or not be attached. And I think what's important is that that chatter and chaos and noise and static is so prevalent that people don't distinguish any, you know, have lost their ability sometimes to distinguish that isn't them, that there is a place of quiet within themselves. And it's not just something you drag out now and then, it's something you look to always express from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny because we'll come up with a really juicy topic and then you bring us into heart space and I'm like, everything's fine.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh.
I get in my groups and I, and you know, we go around and say, well, what's up? And I sit there and I go, I don't know. I'm just fine. Thank you. Walk out of the group and go back to, Oh, I forgot to mention this. I forgot to mention that.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it is just so fun and fascinating because when you really, you know, the more we do this and allow it to be real and to really connect to, you know, everything's all right and all that hoopla and noise and whether you call it politics or gender inequality or global warming or whatever you call it, it's just static.
Yeah. It is static. It is, and there's just more and more static in the world today. And the problem is we identify with our static instead of with who we really are.
Right.
And this energy that we're experiencing right now in heart space is who we really are.
Right. I love how you put that, that we identify with the static and think that's us. That's why we're so upset. You know, that's why we're so fraught. That's why everything is in our face, because it's for us to realize that it's not us. This is what we are. And, you know, this is humanity at its best.
Yes.
When it's not about separatism, it's not about egotism, it's not about any tism. It's just about being. And I think there's more of that there. You know, our wonderful social media director's been bumping up my friends and my LinkedIn sources, and you know, I'm connecting with people from all around the world, and they you know, I look at everybody. I will be honest. I look at everybody's profile to just see who they are and what they are, whether I'm seeking the connection or they're responding and looking for my connection. And you know, I think it's, we always so feel so alone sometimes with our stuff. And we have to realize that this is all of us. And it is there. And there's more present than the chatter, I think. But we don't know always how to express it.
Yeah. Well, just imagine if everyone accessed heart space, if everyone tuned in to this magnificent, expansive energy of consciousness and made their choices and their decisions and their actions from this space, how different their lives would be, and also how different the world would be.
So what we're talking about is, what if you had skills to help you know that you're okay, right? I think that's what people have to understand. Okay, so here we are in heart space, and what do we take when we shift our awareness to day-to-day? What is it that's still present that says we're okay? And how that is that you don't have to flounder or in the world. It's like, well, if I could notice something here, if I could hear something that I don't normally hear, or I could see something, and you start to invite that reality state present, you can help yourself a lot. These are things we want to be training our children, right?
Yes, exactly.
To make choices and to, okay, don't panic. That's one way to react. How can we break this down to know we're okay? I've been automatic writing. I started that when I was in high school, I guess. And my personal journey was a lot of physical pain. And these skills really popped up for me. And now I don't have the physical pain like I used to, and the skills are still there. So, you know, things change, but it has so enriched my life to be able to know that throughout whatever my life has been, I've been okay, even when I didn't know it, right?
I'm sorry. When you talk about skills, all I can hear is Napoleon Dynamite going, you know, nunchuck skills. I can't remember the rest of the line. Nunchuck skills, computer skills.
Yeah. Well, maybe let's do a little example for people. So what would be clairvoyance? What's clairvoyance about?
Well, clairvoyance is the ability to see clearly. The ability to detect a truth from a lie. When you are seeing clearly, it also means that you're not viewing three people through slides or filters. You're viewing them with neutrality, because when you're actually in that area of the center of your head, which is back behind your eyes and between your ears and maybe a little bit up, that's when you're actually in the center of your head. And people get this area confused with their intellect, which is your analyzer, which actually is right in your forehead. It looks like a series of lights, but it's your computer space.
Yeah, the prefrontal lobes, rationalizing and reasoning ability.
Yes, exactly. So when you're farther back and into that intuitive area, that's where you can see clearly. That's where you have a neutral perspective of life. And that is also where people, people who are visual, are also clairvoyant. So you can pick up visual images of what's going on in their life. The abstract intuition is also in this area as well. So that's when you can figure something out, go from A to Z without any steps in between. My son used to do this in middle school. He just understood math, and he would get so mad when they made him have to, on his homework, he had to show his work, because he didn't do any work. He just knew the answers.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, so
and that's a clairsentient ability, really, right?
Well, clairsentience is, that's clairvoyance is seeing. Abstract intuition is that A to Z. Clairsentience isn't that the ability to feel clearly? Isn't that like sentience?
Oh, gosh. Here, and we should know these things, huh? You know, sometimes there's no explanation for it. Clairsentient to me was always that you knew something. It was about knowing. And I don't know how I knew it. I just know it. Well, like what you're describing about.
Well, so when I Google that, it actually says clear feeling.
Ah, clear feeling. Okay.
Feeling. And so I see that in the same realm as being empathic, mm-hmm. which is the ability to feel other people's feelings.
Right. Those states of rapport.
Yeah. So clairsentience sense rather than think through the information they receive. So clairvoyance are visual people who get visual impressions, and clairsentience are people who get feeling impressions.
Right. I do that too.
Yeah, so, you know, describing yourself as an empath, I think that's another way of doing it I both sense information and I will feel other people's feelings, which can just drive you nuts. And actually, people won't realize that they're so I'll go on to that ability, which is the ability to feel people's feelings, whether you say it's empathic or clairsentience. And people will not understand why, if they're working in an office full of men, they feel so depressed and they feel like crying if they're a woman. And it's because you're picking up on all that male energy. And a male energy in a female space feels very heavy and griefy. And guys don't notice that. You know, you just look at a bunch of men watching a sports game and it's all, you know, it's a heavy, griefy vibration and they're just happy as pigs in mud that way. But, you know, female vibration is higher and so it's harder on us to feel that. If you're in a family of women, you might be going crazy because the vibration from female energy feels like guilt, or to men, it will feel like fingers on a chalkboard. It's highly, and what you're just doing is you're picking up the vibration emanated from the females.
Well, I think where this really comes into play is you may be feeling just fine. And then all of a sudden you're not. And if you can stop and look and notice where you are, we just had this last night in group. One of the gals was talking about how she's not feeling well. She's sick. And I'm like, she said, yeah, she went to the doctor and she felt really bad. And I said, well, how do you feel about the doctor? And she said, well, I don't like to go to the doctor. And I said, why don't you like to go to the doctor? Well, because everyone's sick.
Right.
And she stepped right into that reality. And we do this all the time, this morphic field, what we call morphic field, which are these collectively held, usually unconscious belief systems and that societies hold together and stuff and create. And you're in it. And there you are, because you're in the reality that you want to be like everybody else on a certain level. You want to fit in. So, you know, and that's something she did. Did she need to be sick? Yes, actually, she was using it to do some other exploration.
Right.
And a lot of times we get sick, not because we have something there, but because we need to take a moment of self-care.
Yes.
And, you know, so we allow ourselves to have this experience willingly because it's the mechanism for us to have something else, to explore something else. So, you know, a lot of times, and then you get the person that has something happen to them and they're also carrying the energy of the person who did something to them. So then they're getting a kind of a double whammy. And a lot of times you have to free that dynamic up. So many different ways to experience information.
Yes.
So that's about feeling stuff and seeing something. And what about hearing something?
So that's
I hear stuff all the time.
Yes.
What do you hear?
Well, you know, I do as well, and I do on different levels. So when I do, actually, but my training was clairvoyant. So when I do readings people will ask me about their dead relatives, I will get it's almost like a pantomime or a charades. I will get visual impressions about what their relatives are trying to tell them. I don't hear the dead relatives, but clairaudience are for, you know, people who are musical are more than likely clairaudient because they're that heightened hearing ability, and you can, you know, hear out of body beings. You can pick up people's thoughts verbally. You can definitely hear the music of the spheres, and there's another part that's just evaporated.
Well, and you just hear information.
Yes,
I hear information all the time.
Now, that is different than something else that's been going on that I have been noticing falling asleep at night. I mean, I will hear conversations that have nothing to do with anything. And sometimes they'll sort of interrupt my own thought process. And it's like, wait, this has nothing to do with anything. And I'm going, okay, you know, are we actually in some big experiment and like the scientists are behind the invisible, you know, mirror kind of thing? And what I realized instead is our brains will pick up ambient noise. So if you're at Starbucks or you're waiting in line at the grocery store and you're overhearing somebody's phone conversation, you know, or the two people, you know, having lunch next to you, you're actually, your brain is recording that conversation and playing it back to you. So again, you're not crazy, you're not psychotic, you're just conscious.
Well, and that happens a lot when people are in accidents or in surgeries or something like that, and later on they can report and, you know, what was going on, and, you know, theoretically they've got their eyes closed, theoretically they're asleep, but they're totally tracking because that hyper-awareness is active.
Yes.
It happens all the time. People report that kind of thing, and then they think they're crazy or, you know, whatever, oh, that wasn't real. I think what I noticed about a lot of this is learning to trust in what you're experiencing. Don't you think that you know, we question everything, but it's the doubting kind of question. Oh, I couldn't have heard that, or I couldn't have felt that, or it's not the kind of, wonder what that was about kind of quest. It's the, that couldn't be real. And we're here to celebrate that that in this day and age, certainly everybody's getting more information available. And what do you want to do with it? Right?
Yes,
it
exactly.
Doesn't serve to call yourself crazy or to make those assumptions. And we're not taking on that whole field of mental health and stuff. We're looking at the things that are present for each of us that help us go about our day to day as consciousness in this human form. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the big message that I keep wanting people to realize is that they are consciousness. They're not their human form. They have their human form. They have their personality. They created their body and their personality as this really fun, individual, unique vehicle in this life, for this life. But as consciousness, you are greater than all of that, and you are consciousness. So I keep going, you are the magnificent infinite being creating all of this down to the smallest detail. And how would your life be different if you started making choices and actions from that space?
Totally. Okay, so we talked about, well, how else do we want to notice information, or might people might be
Well, what is, you know, kinesthetic?
Yeah, so feel something.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than just picking it up through your feelings, but it's like being able to pick up through your hands, particularly. So you know, when you're going to the grocery store and you have the snack for picking up melons and knowing whether or not they're ripe, it's like you can't really press on a melon to know what it's like inside, but you can pick up. You know, in the old, you know, vaudeville days, they'd have psychics who would take people's watches and tell them all about.
Oh, telekinesis kind of thing.
Telekinesis, yeah. Right? Kinesthetic. So there are people who do, and those would be people who would be, you know, natural healers. You know, that heal through touch. I bet you a lot of chiropractors who have to put their hands on people will have that ability. But there's probably, you know, art forms like sculptures, clay, you know, potters and stuff like that that use their hands for those things would have that ability heightened. So, you know, if you're natural in that way and then you suddenly start kind of freaking out because you shake someone's hand and you can tell them all about their lives, It's just that you're expanding in consciousness.
Well, so then another part that you bring up is how to use this effectively and usefully, right? Because you don't want everybody's story when you shake their hands, because then you're missing out on life. So what are some of the things we want to offer people as a way of setting this up right?
Well, a couple things is, the first thing is to own it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to validate it, to acknowledge it. So when you have an experience like that, acknowledge it to yourself. So don't deny it, because that's just kind of like stuffing it.
And you don't want to encode it in a negative informational base, like fear or, you know, guilt or shame or any of that. You want to just be, oh, isn't this interesting kind of thing. To me, that's very important.
Yes.
I see a lot of people who set up, oh, I'm going to see dead people and, you know, the future and all that stuff. And, you know, go that way if you want, but it's not useful, I don't think.
I totally agree. You know, that was the thing. I did not want to talk to dead people because I didn't want to end up being like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost.
Who had a gift she didn't know she had, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that's, you know, so the thing about owning it is that when you own it, then you have the choice to do something about it. If you resist it, it's going to just either clog you up and you'll be constipated, or it'll overwhelm you. So when you start by owning it, and then you can, then it will be a gift for you.
Well, think of all people we know personally, but I certainly hear from clients and stuff, who have something happen in their life, some kind of event, and they are different afterwards.
Yes.
Whether they're being electrocuted or they're in a car accident, and it doesn't always have to be traumatic. It's funny how we sort of relate this always to some kind of a negative experience, because I think it's what wakes us up, right? And I don't know that people, that I hear people go, oh, yeah, it was really joyful. You know, all of a sudden there's light, and it's always been light ever since. You know, it's like, oh, no, I cut my hand, and, you know, it's very interesting how we set all this up. But it's really about how to embrace what shows up, understand that something has opened up, and you can consciously hold that state of resistance. I don't want that. What's going to happen, though, is that you'll start sabotaging yourself, and you have to go, okay, I have to make peace with this. And really, what am I resisting?
Right.
And so, how do I make this work well?
Yeah. So Janet, so why don't we have people hold this wonderful heart space? Because we have to break for a commercial break right now, but we'll be back. So just notice how wonderful it is to float through our commercial in heart space. And stay tuned. You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and we are talking about extrasensory perception and consciousness, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about extrasensory perceptions and consciousness. And Jen, you've had us in heart space this whole time. So, do we want to bring him back to street level, or?
Well, I think it's been kind of nice to just let people come out of that awareness themselves. You know, I mean, because we don't want to short anyone. And if you are in a good place, and this is the place, the only thing that's going to change is your awareness of this state. It's always present. It's just your level of awareness. So I don't know. What is your sense?
We have been letting people. So, folks, we're going to leave you in heart space, and you, it's not going. You know, you're not going to turn into that guy from Office Space who got left in hypnosis, and so he ended up showing up, going to work in Hawaiian shirts and going, I got to talk to the Bobs. So you can actually bring yourself out of heart space at any time simply by imagining taking the elevator back up to street level kind of thing. But if you're enjoying this space, why don't you just stay in heart space right now? And we're going to tell you a little bit about how to stay in touch with us after the show is over. So ways to go deeper. I'll start. So my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can go there to find out about my meetups. I have conscious conversation meetups in Tacoma, Seattle, Bellevue, and Olympia. So I'm coming up in Tacoma on April 9th, in Seattle on April 10th, and Bellevue on April 24th. I also put out YouTube videos, Mystic Minutes, talking about all this kind of consciousness stuff, and sometimes actually teaching some consciousness techniques. And those are on my website. You can also find out about my purpose and passion quiz. You can learn about why you are here and how to regain your passion for life. That's on my website. And also, I have a program called 12 Weeks to Transformation. And that's a private one-on-one mentorship program that can teach you how to consciously master your life, navigate your life with conscious mastery. I was going to say a different word there, but that'll be interesting who responds to that call. Janet, what about your website?
It's janetandbeyond.com. And you can join us if you're here in Portland, Oregon for meetups Tuesdays and Thursdays afternoons. And then what else would we like them to know? We're going to be at the Portland Expo, Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo this weekend, April 2nd and 3rd. And be sure and maybe stop by and see us and catch our presentation on Saturday at noon. We'll be talking about this kind of stuff, good stuff, about how to be consciousness in action. So that's good way to go.
In our conference call coming up on Thursday the 21st, that's a little bit ahead, but if you're listening to this after the show, you might like to join us up close and personal on our conscious conference call Thursday 21st at the 7 p.m. Pacific, and you can find out more about that on my website, joan-newcomb.com.
Yeah, and this is something, you know, this doesn't go usually to such the deepest place that you can't get yourself back out. This right. is a place where, user-friendly, potential is at hand. Just notice what you notice. Allow yourself to just think in terms of, oh, well, if I could notice something about that, what might that be like? Just let it be user-friendly.
Yes. Now, a couple
I guess
of ways.
It's time to go.
It's getting time to go. A couple more things to tell people is that we are on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Janet's on Facebook, Janet Barrett. I'm on Facebook, Joan Newcomb. And I'm also on Facebook as Joan Marjorie Newcomb. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And I'm on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And we're also on YouTube. So these are all ways to see more of us, get in touch with more of us, and also send us your information about questions you have about life.
And Joan, what are we talking about next week? So if anyone wants
next
to write
week
in.
On Conscious Conversations, we are talking about new beginnings in consciousness. So spring is the time when new life emerges from the earth. And what is emerging from your life? What are new beginnings are you experiencing? In fact, you might have, in the month of March, gone through some pretty intense breakdowns, and those are just meaning that you're on the verge of a breakthrough. So we are happy to give you a conscious perspective, a greater perspective of consciousness about what's going on in your life. So go ahead and you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com or connect to us through Facebook and Twitter or on our websites. Janet's website is janetandbeyond.com. Mine is joan-newcomb.com. And let us know what your questions are, and we will answer them on the air.
And so we want to wish you all, whatever you're noticing, to embrace it, or at least not judge it. See if you can bring yourself back to a neutral place and maybe just bring, hindsight. Oh, yeah, I noticed that a little differently. Allow yourself to be you. to be your truth, to be in your truth, and see what new and exciting things are showing up. And it's for all of us. It's happening for all of us.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you have been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Nookum.
And I'm Janet Barrett, and I'm so looking forward to talking to you the next time, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, and no matter when you're listening to this, there's no time or space, so you have helped co-create this experience today, and we are so appreciate your presence. And stay tuned for us next week, same time, same channels.
Good night.
Been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.